This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Very warm here on this Monday, 43 at the moment. Incredible. You're listening to 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Hey, now, do you have a child or do you know one that has a problem talking back to their parents, throws tantrums, or misbehaves in public? Well, my next guest says a lot of that has to do with modern parenting techniques. Psychologist Dominic Maglio joins us, author of the book In Charge Parenting in a PC Nation. Dominic, it's great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And we're talking about parenting techniques. Well, what are parents doing wrong nowadays?
Well, most everything. But the biggest thing is they want to be friends with their children instead of they don't really want to take the responsibility of being parents. And that's a sacred duty that needs to be followed for the children to be healthy as adults and good citizens.
Why would a parent want to do that, though?
Why would they want to?
Why would they prefer to be their kids' friends rather than be their parents?
First of all, they've been indoctrinated to believe that's a good thing. That's one thing. And the other thing, it's easier to be a friend than a parent because then, you know, when the children are told what to do and then they have to do it, the immediate reaction is they don't like you because you told them that you have to do something they don't want to do. But at the same time, what really happens is in the long run, this will always happen. I have four children, I have 11 grandchildren, I have a college preparatory school, and anytime you discipline a child, in the long run, they thank you for what you did because they know in the long run it's the best thing for them.
But what do you tell parents that are concerned about their kids actually hating them and feeling negatively towards them? How do they deal with that?
How do they deal with that? They have to look at the long-term result, not at the short-term feeling. Feelings are very arbitrary, they're very temporary. What they have to look at, what do they want for their child? If they want the child to have a good future, you know, they have to do things to help train that child to become a competent, successful adult. And if they're wasting the time buying them things and giving them whatever, you know, whatever they want or giving them permission to do whatever they want, then they are really not teaching anything. They're just avoiding having to deal with teaching them how to be self-disciplined.
What's the most critical age for a child, for a parent to actually institute clear discipline?
The most critical age is in younger years. They should do this before they're 3 years old, and they should have total command.
You said before they're 3 years old?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, children are amazing when they're young. I can talk about many instances of where youngsters, 9 months, a year old, will do things right in front of the parents' face to test them. They are not, foolish. They're very smart in terms of manipulating.
And so how do you teach a 9-month-year-old, though? How do you give them consequences?
Okay, here's how you give them consequences. If they look at you right in the eye and they do something not nice, like pour their drink on the floor while they're in a high chair, you have to tell them no. And then if they continue to do it, you have to slap them on the hand. You have to say no in a much firmer voice until they kind of get the message. And usually they start crying if you're very firm with them. And then they know who's boss. And that's, I think, very important, that parents have to communicate to the child, their boss, they are the boss of the home, not the children. And that has been told to parents in the pop psychology now. That's terrible. Everybody should share.
Yeah, Don, we're talking to the psychologist Dominic Maglio. His book is In Charge Parenting. Yeah, some parents view any kind of physical discipline as just wrong. It's harmful. It's abusive.
It's abusive, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I understand. That's what has been done over the last 60 years. The problem is there has been studies that have been done that moderate spanking, if you abuse a child, it's the most horrible, sinful thing you can do. But if you're talking about doing something to get their attention and to help them develop moral values, it's a wonderful thing. I was shocked. I didn't know this, that it says in the Bible that spare the rod and the original version is, hateth thy son. That means simply, if you don't get them to listen and to do the right thing, you are setting them up for failure for the rest of their life. Right. You hate them.
Tell me this, though. A one-year-old, let's say you slap them on the hand, do they really understand that? Is that something they can...
understand. Listen, this is not... Most parents turn around and they talk to the children like they're lecturing an adult. Children listen to the nonsense. It goes in one ear and out the other. No, they understand simple things, very simple things. They understand by your face, I mean, 90% of communication is nonverbal, and they understand when you hit them, it hurts a little bit, and they sort of get the message that you cannot do that without receiving some...
Well, tell me this, Dominic. The parents that feel that maybe this will work, but it's going to cause psychological harm and could lead to problems later in life if there's physical discipline, what do you say to that?
Oh, that's just absurd. I mean, even puppies, when their parent, mother, just hits them to get them to move or do something, right. It never caused permanent damage because the majority of the people, whenever I have spoken, and this is over a 40-year period, ask them, has anybody not been slapped and moderately slapped by their parent? Everybody says they have. We are not all sick people. It's a super abusive parent that is destroying their child. But if it's done with, with moderate spanking, and there's a study in one of the most liberal institutions in the country, University of Berkeley, by Elizabeth Owens, and she showed over a longitudinal study of 100 children that there is, and I think it was a 10-year study, that there is no harmful effects from moderation.
Tell me this, Dominic. Is it possible to properly raise and discipline a child without any physical discipline?
Okay. There is a very, very, and very often it's usually girls, that are so wanting to please that you don't have to do that. But if you have... And this is stereotypical, and because that's a horrible thing to do in a PC world. But you have I have three sons and a daughter, and boys tend to get in more trouble, and they tend to be more resistant. I would think that a lot of parents, and my wife kind of jokes about it, in our school, because the parent comes in, oh, my child never did anything wrong. And there are children that do that. Right. But the second child always corrects them by showing that their perfect parenting doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Because each child is a little different. Some are more aggressive, some are less. Yes, you can do all the nice little, talks, and you can lecture, but usually love is very important to underline the overall discipline technique.
The discipline, now,
you love them.
Did you do the disciplining in the family or your wife?
We both.
We both did. Okay.
And my wife was very, very strong in terms of making sure that everybody listen, but then I would back her up and go a step further. So, I mean,
What do you mean a step further?
In other words, I would redo the whole incident, what they did, and tell them how displeasing it was to me to hear their mother did this because it was unnecessary if they just did the right thing. In other words, I would underscore what she did in support of.
So tell me this, Dominic. Once you institute physical discipline, then how do you make it? What do you say? How do you act so that it doesn't turn into a traumatic incident for the child?
You know, when the child listens to you, they come on your lap and you hug them and kiss them, telling you you're a good boy, you're a good girl. We don't want to do this, but you can't do that. It's going to hurt yourself, or it's going to hurt the other child, or whatever it is they did. You have to have a debriefing. You have to kind of let the child know that you're not doing it because you're angry. You're doing it because it's the best medicine the child can get at that point in terms of lower learning the reality.
Tell me this, though, Dominic. We're intelligent creatures. Why can't we learn things verbally? Why does it tend to, why does it have to become a physical discipline?
Okay, it doesn't have to be a physical. I'm never saying it has to be. It will probably occur sometime in a child's life, because that's what everybody talks about. But the thing is, yes, but a child is more like a little puppy. They are very active. They have no understanding of the rules. They're not civilized. If a child doesn't know verbal skills when they're 9 months old. I mean, they may look at you. They don't know exactly what these words are that you're saying, but they do know your tone. They know you love them. You know you take care of them. And if you do that, you have money in the bank. And then you can tell them, no, I'm not happy. You don't do that. You don't bite. Right. You just whatever. You just can't hit the puppy like that because it's going to hit you back.
Right. You're right. No, a dog can certainly bite a child. We're talking to psychologist Dominic Maglio. His book is In Charge Parenting in a PC Nation. Dominic, tell me this. So you've got a child that has not had any real discipline, physical discipline. Maybe the parents yelled at him once in a while, but the kid is now, let's say, 13, 14 years old. Well, what do you do at that point?
Okay, when they're older, then you have a much more difficult time. What you have to do is, very often most families will go to family counseling. I did this for 47 years. And when they come, you talk about the dynamic. You talk about who is the disciplinarian. And very often, both parents have relinquished that role. And you talk about
if there has been no discipline for an entire lifetime of this child, how do you just begin to...
Not no discipline, because people think they're actually doing discipline by sending the kid off to the room to have time out. That's not discipline, because the children go to the room. I can tell you so many cases where they go in the room, they either have toys, they have television, or they go to sleep. That's not in any way teaching them anything. When they come out, they don't talk about what you did wrong. The child just has forgotten about why they went in there, and the parent is feeling good because they got the little monster off
their hands. So can you effectively, though, teach them once they've had so many years of this kind of approach?
A permissive, a materialistic approach is a very hard baby to deal with. What you have to do, and it takes a lot more effort to retrain a dog than it would be to train them right in the first place, of course. And so, yeah, you can do it, but you got to do it with the help of someone else, because somehow whatever was done by the parents did not work.
Yeah.
So usually, if you trace it back, it usually didn't work because there's some issues between parents. And this is very often one parent disagrees with the other approach and whatnot, and they have conflict, and the kid skates through. Little children today, and I'm talking about young children, are the greatest lawyers, Jim, ones they can negotiate out of anything. And the parents want, they really want some peace, and some of the children are out of control. Are relentless.
One last thing, Dominic, for parents that feel that, look, there's going to be a point, maybe even early adulthood, where these kids they'll figure it out. They'll understand how to behave, even if they're misbehaving in the late teen years. What do you say to them?
I would say that they probably have a hard road to learning. People can learn any time in their life, and they could get into all sorts of issues with the beliefs, the addictions and whatnot, but they can come out the other side and really appreciate what the parents try to do. But what's the sense of having to experience all those horrible things when if you train them correctly, you would be able to tell them that here's some of the temptations you have to avoid because they take you down the wrong path and they hurt you in the long run. So if you do it as early as possible, the better the chances. And that's not to say that some people are really into discipline. In fact, I worked as a clinical psych in prison. A lot of the the minister's kids come to prison because they have gotten a lot of discipline, but they didn't do some of the things of showing love as much as they needed to. Love is discipline. Discipline is love. It's not as if hitting is what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you correct the child for what they do wrong, and they understand it, and they have to always do this. There's one thing that has to be done. They have to tell you what they did wrong, and it has to be meaningful. They have to say, yes, I did this, and that's why it's wrong. Once they say it, they kind of become a little more accountable. They know what they did wrong.
Yeah, it sounds like work, hard work.
It is hard work. Yeah. It's not easy. It's probably the hardest job in the world, but it's also the most gratifying, and it's a sacred duty.
Dominic Maglio, his book, In Charge Parenting in a PC Nation, a psychologist, over 45 years, an educator, psychologist, child advocate. Dominic Maglio, the book, In Charge Parenting, here on WILS. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you very much, sir.